Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2:2. Mishnah now says, Misrapin mehen ripui mamon. A Jew can turn to a pagan to heal his property, meaning his livestock, or something like a vet for his, you know, for his animal. Avalo ripui nefashos, but not to heal himself, meaning a Jew may go to a pagan vet, but not to a pagan doctor. The concern is that the doctor, or healer, let's call him, would actually act in the Jew's disinterest and make him sick or even kill him. There are plenty of leniences here. Nowadays, the thought is besides, there are consequences. If a person functions as a doctor and he kills his patient, that's bad for him, bad for his business, maybe the police will get him and the like. And therefore, since there are these protections in place and natural economic disincentives for a person who's functioning as a doctor, anyone who's even called a doctor, l'chora, would actually be permitted, you know, nowadays to for a Jew to turn to them. But the Mishnah is assuming a much more, you know, Wild West, unregulated, lawless society, and therefore you couldn't trust the doctor to give you medication. It's worth on even then you could trust this, I'll call him doctor, healer, to give you advice, because the thought is you would ask like people for a second opinion, and it would come out that his advice was terrible, etc., and that'd be bad for his business. Okay, but the Mishnah sentiment is there's a danger here of the healer being actually a killer. Vein mestapin mehen b'chol makom, div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, when it comes to getting a haircut, if the barber is using a blade, so then it's forbidden under all circumstances, meaning even in a public barbershop with their other customers. The thought is, once the pagan has this Jew where he wants him, and there's like, you know, his neck is available, and there's like a blade in his hand and so on, so then he could always find the moment where no one's looking, essentially, and just have a quote-unquote accident, and then, you know, slit the throat of the Jew. And that being the case, it's always forbidden, says Rebbe Meir. The Chum are a little more lenient, and the Chum Omrim, B'shus Rab Mutar Avalo Beino Levino. In a public forum, like a barber shop, it would be okay, because, you know, there are people around, and no barber's going to kill people with people around, but not, like, sort of in a private setting. Now, if you'll ask, well, we just said you can't have Yichud with a Gentile in general, so of course you can't with giving your neck to a Gentile pagan barber with a blade. Now, the answer is, Beino Levino means, like, a private setting where, you know, it's maybe, like, his home barbershop or whatever it is, where people come in and out, but there could be moments where the barber finds himself alone with a Jew. So such a scenario, that would be okay in terms of under normal circumstances, just that's not called Yichud, if they have to be alone for a moment, like an elevator or something, of course not Yichud. But in this scenario, since it's like takes just a second and a flick of the wrist, so it becomes forbidden in that scenario, even that as well. Now it is again, there are plenty of leniencies because of the consequences that the barbers face, but more than that, there's a general, it's brought down the halacha already long ago, that if the barber uses scissors as opposed to a blade, it's permitted because scissors are not the same as a blade in terms of the speed at which the barber could kill the Jew, God forbid.